joint partners. To God, this is a great injustice, because God is the one and the only creator, and ascribing partners is an injustice done to him. But he is ever forgiving, so he sent Hud as a prophet to these people. Hud was their brother. He reasoned with them that God the Exalted created you, and He the Exalted provides for you. He reasoned with them that it is God who brings the day after the night and brings the crops from the earth and sends rain to raise the crops. Hud informed them about the day of judgment, when all those who have ever lived on the earth will be resurrected, and they will be questioned about what they have done, good and bad. The people of earth completely rejected the truth of the day of judgment. The people of earth rejected Hud's preaching and they mocked him. But Hud did not lose hope, and he kept calling them towards God. And with the passing years, these people became more proud and more obstinate and more tyrannical. God the Exalted informed Hud that a punishment will be sent to his nation. God the Exalted promised to punish the wrongdoers, and a drought spread out in the land. Hud kept saying to his people that if you ask for forgiveness and repent truly, then God, the most merciful, the ever merciful, the ever forgiving, will forgive you, and there will be plentiful rain. The people were blind to the coming torments, and they were proud that they rejected him. They were deaf to his pleas and his warnings all this time. Now God's punishment standing at their doors in the form of a storm. They were waiting for rains, but storms came in. They tried to take shelters, but these storms uprooted trees, brought down the tall mansions they have built. These storms have destroyed all the beautiful buildings they made, their wealth and their land. The storms were raging for 8 days and 7 nights, and after that the nation of Ad was in complete ruins. Lessons learned from the story of Hud: arrogance and pride are enemies of your heart. A heart can go blind due to arrogance and pride, because it forgets that this world is a temporary place. No one stays here forever, and nothing stays here forever. If the people of Ad were not so proud of the physical strength, they would have learned to thank God. Gratitude brings more blessings, and pride burns down the same blessings we have. Hud argued with his people based on truth and reasoning. He asked them to reason about the blessings they had, and who bestowed those blessings. He asked them to reason about the atrocities seen by the nation of Noah, for their arrogance and ingratitude towards the Creator by taking false gods. He argued with them again and again, giving them proofs from their strength and abilities to build massive mansions that there has to be a Creator who can create which the false gods cannot. I truly hope that you have enjoyed the story of Hud, the prophet of the giants. I wish to meet you once again with a new story. Until next time, please take care of yourselves, be safe, and stay blessed. Bye-bye.